Shalom Aleichem Rabosei, today's daf is Shabbos, daf Kuf Nun Vav, just two blot left to the Masechta. We have been talking about, the Mishnah had said on Kuf Nun Hamad Beis, this issues of feeding animals, stuffing it down their throat, or feeding them a lot of food, whether it's an extra tircha on Shabbos, too much tircha, did you need to do that, did you not need to do that? So we had said, that we're about to quote right now at the bottom of Kuf Nun Heim Abayz, that Mahalkatin Latarnagolim, you can stuff food into the Tarnagolim's face, and you can put water to kind of like mush up their food, of a low govlin, but you can't do, you can't knead it, K-N-E-A-D, that would be lush. And then, then we'll probably talk about, do we talk about the last part of the Mishnah a little bit, in a little bit. But either way, that's what we're talking about in terms of the chicken. So the Gemara says like this, the two dots about seven lines up. Amar Abai, Amrisa Kamei Demar, Masnisin Mani. I asked my Rebbe, my master, who is this Mishnah? V'amarli Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda. It's Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda. And again, what Dafka, what is the issue at hand, is that pouring water into the food is not considered lush, is not considered kneading. Rashi says the katani nosi mina tocham orson, right? That it's mutter. If you look at the last, second last Rashi, I guess third to last Rashi, the katani nosi mina tocham orson, that it's sinus mayim lo zeu gibulo. That pouring water into the food is not considered kneading it. So it's Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda v'tanya, like Melinda Brisa, echad nosin as a kamach ve'esad nosin as a chomayim. If one guy puts in flour, one guy puts in water, so ha'achron chayev divrei Rabbi, the last one is chayev for kneading on Shabbos because he poured the water in, that's Rabbi Shita, but Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda omer eino chayev ashi gabel, right? Rabbi Yehuda holds that you need to actually knead it with your hands. So apparently you see that over here, when you pour the water into the chicken feed, that's not going to be kneading. According to Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, this Gemara says, well, dima adkan lakama Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda hasa melakemach to bar gibulhu. Maybe Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda doesn't agree, doesn't hold like that in our Mishnah. Maybe the only reason he says you're going to be chayiv when you knead the dough and not when you just pour the water in is because kemach is bar gibulhu, is something that needs to be kneaded. No pun intended. Needs to be kneaded. Ava morsan, but this chicken feed, the lot bar gibulhu, you don't really need to knead it. You just pour in the water and it'll be edible. So if Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda moda, maybe Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda would agree that it is aser and pouring the water in is the kneading. So Gemara says lo sagadai. No, that's not what he holds. Detanya kashbon derabaisa behavior. Clearly, ain nosnei mayin lamorson divrei Rabbi. Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda omer nosnei mayin lamorson. That they argue about this case as well. Beferish. That the machlokas between Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda carries over from lush, from dough, from flour and water, into this chicken bran case. Okay, so it's Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda. Tanya Rabbanan with under the brisa. Ein govlin es ha keli. You're not allowed to grind. You're not allowed to knead keli. What's keli? So look at Rashi, last Rashi on the Amud. Kemach shel tevua shenit yavsha. You have dry flour, grain flour, that dried out. Kajain kalios batanur, when it was still kind of like, what's it called, in the oven? It was still, kernels in the oven. And that's always going to be sweet. It was a way of making the flour sweet. And that's how you make the food called shtisa. That's going to be coming in a few minutes. And just to remember that, right? You make shtisa, how do you make it? From shemen, mayim, and melach, and this sweetened flour. Okay, so sounds pretty good, actually, if you stick it, kind of grill it afterwards, or cook, put it in the oven. Either way, it in govnil in a sakeli, you're not allowed to knead this flour, this toasted grain flour. V'yesh omrin govnil. Some people say, you are allowed. So Gemara says, man yesh omrin, who is the one who says it's mother? Some Rav Chisda, that's Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda. Right, Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, Fani Mili Hu De Mishani. But that is only if you do some sort of shinoi. That is only mutter if you do a shinoi, because it's not midaraisa. If you do a shinoi, so then the shinoi will help you make it mutter, because you take it from a derabanan into something that is not usually done, and so therefore it's mutter. Okay. So the Gemara says, "Heicha mishani? How should you? What kind of shinui should you do?" Amar Rav Chisda, "Al yad, al yad." Right, just a little bit at a time. Right, just a little bit. Right, one hand on top of the other. Right, instead of sticking both hands in, so do like one at a time. Or, you know, small amounts at a time. Meshavin, but they agree, Tanakama agrees, and Rabbi Yossi Barihuda agree, that Shebochshin es ha-shtis b'shavis. You are allowed to stir this shtis, which we mentioned before, that you make out of this toasted grain flour. You are allowed to stir that on Shabbos. Meshoshin zisum ha-mitzri. You are also allowed to drink this Egyptian beer that was sort of used for medical purposes, but is also drank as beer. So the Gemara says, one second. What do you mean you can stir the shtis? So, because Hamarta in Govlin, I thought you can't knead this mixture. So, Lovlo Kasha, the Gemara says, no problem. Haba Ava Haba Raka. That's only, when is it usher to knead it? That's only when it's thick. Right? But when it's Raka, when it's light, when it's soft, literally means soft, but it means it's thin, so then it is mutter to stir it, because that's not really kneading. And again, as long as you do some sort of shinui. Okay. Heicha mishani, again, what shinui should you do? I'm Rav Yosef. Bechol, nosin is a chometz, v'achakach nosin is a shosis, as a shtis. So during the week, usually the vinegar comes first, and then you pour in the shtis. Apparently they would mix this flour with oil and, what was it on the bottom, and salt and water, and then you would mix in vinegar. So usually you pour in the vinegar and then you put in the mixture. But b'Shabbos nosin etz ha-shtis v'achakach nosin etz ha-chometz. Right on Shabbos, you should just reverse the order, and that is enough of a shinui. Fine. Levi b'reid ravuna barchia ashkechei legavla debei nashei. Levi was once met the gavla, the guy who used to knead, I guess the baker, I guess, of the Bey Nashi, his father's house, his father's mansion, I guess. The gavil v'safele l'tore, because he would need food and give it to the ox, to the cow, and batash bay. And Levi was not so happy and kicked him. he was upset. So Asavu Ashkechai Amarleis, his father came and said, "Hachi Amaravu the Imach Mishmeid Rav." That, what do you mean? Hold on, your father's mother said the name of Rav. By the way, who is that? Rabbi Yirmi Baraba. So Govlin below Masfin. But you can actually knead, but you can't Masfin. You can't stuff it into their face, stuff it into their mouth. Adulu Lakit Belishna. And for a cow, a young cow that is not able to eat bilashon with its own tongue, then mahakten bay, then you can stuff it down its throat. Vani mili de mishani, as long as you do some sort of shinui. Heichi mishani, what kind of shinui should you do? Samar v'yemar bar shalmei mishani da abaye, shtiva erev. You should mix it, again, mixing in terms of kneading. If you do a shinui for the mixing, for the kneading, what kind of mixing should you do? That's a shinui, so that's go front, sideways, and up and down, right? Shesiva Erev, like a Shesiva Erev, like a front and, right, once up and down, and once side to side. Okay. I lo ma'ariv shapir, but that doesn't mix it well. So I'm Rabbi Yehuda, but not the kli. So really, so instead, so you should kind of shake the kli that the mixture is in, and that will also mix it a little bit better. Okay. Ksiv a pinkase de Ziri. In Ziri's Pinkas was like a notebook. So it was written in Ziri's notebook. Amris kadam Rabbi, I said before my Rabbi, Umanu, who is that? Rabbi Chia. Ma'u legabel. Are you allowed to mix, to knead on Shabbos? So Amar Asher. So he said it's Asher. Ma'u lefarig. Well, farig literally means to take apart. But what it means, what about to take one? Here it means, Rashi says, to take one animal's food and put it in another animal's food. Yeah, if you look at the Rashi Ma'u Lefarik, let's take mitoch kli shelefnei behemazu v'laseis lefnei chaverta. Can you transfer food from one bucket to another? So Amar Motir, say that's Motir. Okay. Amar of Menasio, chad kamechad, if you want to put one amount of food, Rashi says, milsa ba'apin afshehi, chad amida shirigilu laseis lefnei behema, Motir laseis lefnei b'shabes. One portion, one amount of food. That, right, let's say one tin of cat food. So, are you allowed to put one tin of cat food before one cat? Trey Kame Trey, two portions before two. Shapir Dami, and that's fine. Tlasa Kame Trey Aser, but three pieces of food in front of two animals, that's already too much. That's already unnecessary. Now, Rav Yosef Amar, Kav Afilu Kabayim, Ula Amar Kor Afilu Korayim, and Rav Yosef and Ula disagree, you can put as much food in front of an animal as you'd like. Again, Ksiv Apinkasi de Levi, similarly, not in Ziri, but in Levi's notebook, it was said, Amar is covered in Rebbe, I said before my Rebbe, Manu, who was that? Rabbi Nokados, that was Rebbe, Rabbi de Anasi, Al Dahavu Gavlin Shtisa Bebovel, the fact that people need Shtisa in Bavel, and Rebbe was very upset at this. He yelled, "Umanu, who is that? Agav Rabbeinu Hakadosh." Again, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, "Al dahavu gavlin shtisa." The fact that they would need the shtisa v'leis l'shmeis lei v'leis cheli biyadi l'meisar. Right, nobody listened to him, but he didn't have the koach to stop them. Why? Because with Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda. Because again, that was the machlokas between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, in terms of what you're allowed to mix. Ksiv Apinkase, Rabbi Yehuda, Rashiel ben Levi. Again, a lot of notes being taken in this on this daf. And then we'll get to some astrology and some sort of like horoscope type stuff. Pretty interesting. So it was written in Rabbi Yehuda ben Levi's notebook. Ayman Decha Bishavsa. Well, I guess we're getting to it right now. Someone who's born on Sunday, Yehei Gevar Velo Chadabe, will be a man Velo Chadabe. And what's it called? What does that mean? I forget. Rashi says, "Hey, Adam Shalim b'mida achas. He will be complete with one mida. V'lo achas bo mimida acheres. He won't have any other mida. He'll be he'll have one inclination. He'll have one mida. He'll have one kind of natural instinct, one drive. Right? You know, people who are just so singularly focused on, I don't know, whatever discipline that they study or chesed or whatever. They can't just do anything else. Right? That's what he says." Gemara says, My v'lo chadabe, what does it mean? He'll have one and not anything else. Right? Elay me v'lo chadativo, if you tell me he won't be any good at all, won't have any good, tivo, good, right? Tov, goodness. So I'm Ravashi, it's impossible, it can't be. Ravashi said, Ana b'chad b'shapsa havoy, I was born on Sunday. Ravashi was a big tzaddik. So love chad levisho, maybe it won't have any levisho's badness, maybe it won't be any bad at all. He won't have any rishus. I remember Ravashi. Anavadimi bar kakuzta havim b'chav b'shabsa. But Dimi bar kakuzta was also born on Sunday. And anamelech v'hu resh ganve. I became the king, right, meaning his Rosh Hashiva. And he was the lead of a pack of thieves. So you see that you could also be bad. Elos, rather, what does it mean? Yeah, kule lativo I kule levisho. So a person will either be all good or all bad, as you see that someone was a tzaddik and this guy was a complete Russia. My time, huh? I guess we could explain what's the pshat, right? Why, what's Sunday all good, all bad? Where do you get that from? So the ivru bay or v'choshech, because what do you have on Sunday, on the first day of creation? You have light and darkness, right? Those are absolute things. Either it's light out or it's dark out. Right, those are absolutes. So some too. There's absolute goodness versus absolute, evil. Hi, my betray Bishabse. Don't worry, we're going to go through the entire week, so you can pick out whatever day you were born and see if it's true. and then we'll talk about whether it's really emistic or not, or whether you can change your mazel or whatever. We'll see. This is a very interesting daf towards the end of Shabbos. Hi, my debustry Bishabse. Someone born on Monday, he give a ragzon. He'll be angry. My time, mishum de ipligu b'maya. Why? Because what happened on the second day of creation? Kadosh Baruch Hu took the waters and split them up and down. Right. So again, anger, splits. Right. It gets people, divides people apart. Hayman de b'klasa b'shabsa. Someone born on Tuesday. Yehi givir asir. Asir, tough and shin are interchangeable. So givir asir, he'll be wealthy. V'zanai yehi, and he'll be excited for his nus. He'll try and he'll have a lot of passions. Mishum de everybody basavim. Because what happened is on the third day, Kadosh Baruch Hu created the Esav, the grasses, right? If you see, look at Rashi over here. They were laid by Be'asovim, Tachei Haaretz, Rudover Sheparav Urava Ma'od, Umemahir Legadol V'Tzmoach. Right? Rulinian Pritzas. Right? What happened to the grass? It grows very, very quickly. It reproduces very, very quickly. So that's an Indian of Pritzas. And if you look also, Rashi says, the Loksiv Liminehu Basovim. The grasses, it never says, it says, Kolok Ov Kanaf Liminehu, etc., etc. It says each animal should keep to their own min, to their own species, but it doesn't say that by grass. So you have the idea of the roots of promiscuity here, because grass, I guess, intermingle, will quote-unquote breed with other types of grass, I guess. Obviously, that's not, you know, grass doesn't breed, but same idea. You have those ideas laid in the third day of creation. Back in the Gemara, someone born on Wednesday, he'll be very smart. My taima, what's the reason? Mishum de itlu be'maoros, because that was the day that the maoros were put into the sky. Right? They will light up the world, right? With Torah, a person will light up the world with knowledge, etc., etc. Haimad b'chabsha b'shabsha, someone born on Thursday, yehei gavar gom l'chasadim, someone will be a big bal chesed. My time, ha'mashem di'ibru be'dagim ve'ofos, because fish and birds were created on the Thursday, and that is because Rashi says over here, she'ain torchan l'ochlin, right? Not a big deal, it's not hard to feed them. Ella nizonin b'chazav shal Kosh Baruch Hu, they get their food is all over the place, the tremendous chesed that Kosh Baruch Hu gave them. So too, a person will also be a bal chesed. Haiman demalei b'shabsa, what about someone who's born on Friday? So he givir chazra. What a person will be a chazra. So Rashi says, and he spoils it for you, because the Gemara is about to say it. So just reading the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak chazra b'mitzvah, someone who will run after chazara, yeah, someone who will run after mitzvahs, right? Mistama, because theoretically, because people are doing work on Erev Shabbos, right? What are they doing? Right? Rashi says, Shekin derech Erev Shabbos lachzor achar mitzvah Shabbos. Person's busy Erev Shabbos. It's at least at some point preparing for Shabbos. Right? Their mitzvah's built into Erev Shabbos. Let's say someone is born on Shabbos, so b'shabsa yomos, he's going to end up dying on Shabbos. Dachilu Elohi yoma rabba l'shabsa, because mistama, there was some sort of chil Shabbos that needed to happen for him. Yes, it was mutter, but mistama, there was some sort of chil Shabbos involved. Amar rabba bar Rav Shila, v'kadisha rabba yizkari, but he'll be called a big tzaddik. Right, he'll be called a kadish rabba, a very holy man. Amar lehura l'chanino, we'll see, it's not necessarily, we'll see in a second. Amar lehu Rabbi Chanina, Poku Amar Levar Levoi, go tell the Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Lo Mazel Yom Gorim, it's not a person's mazel, it's not the day that is Gorim that causes a person to do one thing or the next, Ela Mazel Shah, but it's the hour that is Gorim. But there are different, as we'll see in a second, there are certain heavenly, celestial, not beings, but bodies, I guess is the right word, that influence based on the hour. And it's a seven-hour cycle for the seven things that we're about to quote. And it's cyclical. It's not, you know, it happens several times a day. So the hour, said Rabbi Chanina, is what's gorim and kind of gives a person his inherent nature, not the day. Now again, we're going to see, just before you get all excited, right? We're going to see a little bit later in the Gemara here that even though a person is born with some sort of nature, and certainly we see that, people just tend to kind of attach themselves to different things almost naturally. A person likes this, person hates this, right? Just comes, could be from his upbringing, but it also comes from he has a certain natural inclination. So the Gemara is going to say, yeah, these inclinations are neither good nor bad, it just depends on how you use them. It's just to spoil it for you, right? Kind of a well-known one that could say that if someone's born under the sign of blood, let's say the planet Mars, which is red, so he's going to have blood in his life. So that what a person does with that is up to him. Right? If he wants to be a murderer, he could be a murderer. If he wants to be a shochet or a moel, so that's also an Indian of blood, right? Again, none of this is talking about destiny. A person's destiny is in his own hands. She's saying that people have certain tendencies, and the way you use those tendencies are up to you. Okay. Either way, so Rabbi Chanina said that it's not the day that gives a person his nature, it's the hour. So, Hai man de bechama, someone born during the hour of the sun, yehei gvar ziv son, he'll have a ziv shchina, right? You have the right Keshemish Meir, he kind of illuminates the world, his countenance will be like that. Yehei, Achil midilei v'shasi midilei, he'll eat his own stuff, right, his own food, v'rozoi galayin, but he will, his secrets will be revealed. Imganav lo matzliach, and if he tries to steal, so it won't be matzliach. Again, the sun is out there for everybody to see. So the same idea, his face will be kind of shiny, kind of, you know, people walk into the room and just light up, so the same idea. And all of his affairs will be out in the open, just like a person sees the sun. Okay, again, the same. It's the same, like, idea that this will kind of influence what happens with him. Okay. High-minded Bekochav Noga, or someone born during the hour of Venus. So, Yehei Gvar Asir Vezanayiyeh. He'll be Asir, again, wealthy. Vezanai, and again, same idea with his nos. My time, Mishum dis yolid be nura, because Venus is associated with fire. Fire is idea of passion, of taivas and stuff like that. And again, a person can channel that. Doesn't have to fall prey to it. He can channel it, make it a holy thing as well. Haiman de Bekochav, someone born in, again, Venus is, right, I think I have it written on the side here. Venus is Kochav Noga, that's, and Kochav straight up is Mercury. He'll be smart and also knower like the sun. Mishum de Safra de Chamerhu, because Mercury is the sofer, is the scribe, right, I guess the companion of the sun, right, he's always next to the sun. So that's a person also would be similar to the sun. Hayman de Lavana, someone who was born during the hour of the moon. Yehei Gvir Savil Mariam. Rachman al-Tlan, he'll have some sort of Savil, he'll have Savlan, he'll have some afflictions. Mariam, from bad things, right? Banai v'sasir, he'll build and destroy. Sasir and Banai, destroy and build. Achol dolo delay, he'll eat food that's not his. V'shasa dolo delay, and drink things that's not his. V'rozi, kasyon, but everything will be secretive and he'll be hidden. And God of Matzliach, he could steal. Again, the same idea that it's similar to the sun, just like similar to the moon, just like the moon waxes and wanes. It hides sometimes. Right? It eats food not its own. Right? Where does this moon get its light from? It gets it from the sun. So similarly, the person will quote unquote eat food that's not his, just like the moon sucks up light and radiates light that's not his own. Okay, fine. Hi, my name is Shabsai. What about born in the hour of Shabsai? Saturn. Yehgvir mechashvase betalin. His machshavos will be betalin, will be batel. They won't work out. It won't be so much liach. He's the amrei called the mechashvin ale betalin. Or it could be that anybody who thinks about him and he thinks to do something to him, that their plans will be batel. Okay, high mind bet tzedek, someone born under the hour of Jupiter. Yehgvir tzadkan will be a big tzadik. Again, someone going to do mitzvahs. Hay mon de marim, and this is the one I alluded to earlier, someone born during the hour of Mars. Yehei gvar ashid dama, someone who will literally mean spill blood. Rav Ashi, and Rav Ashi said, I umna, I ganva, I tavcha, I ma'ala. Okay, so someone could be an umna. Here it means not umman is a professional, but an umna is someone who lets blood, like a doctor. Or a ganva is a thief. I tavcha, Shochet or Moala, right? A Moal. Amaraba, Anamadim Havai. The Rabbi says, 1 second, I was born during the hour of Madim of Mars, but I didn't kill anybody. I'm not a Shochet, apparently, it wasn't a Shochet or a doctor or a Moal. So Amarabaye, yeah. Mar Nami Onish Vikato. What do you mean? You judge in Beis Din and you kill people if they are Mechal, if they're Chayiv Misa. So, yeah, so you also count, right? It's also a fulfillment of this idea. Itmar, who said, Rabbi Chanina Omer, Mazel Machim. The mazel of a person will determine how smart he is. Mazel Mashir, and how wealthy he is. V'yesh Mazel L'Yisrael. There is mazel for Am Yisrael. What does that mean? So if you look at Rashi, there's nothing you can do about it. That there is some sort of influence that you can't even daven for to change it. Right, if you look at Rashi, do mazel, mazel, machkin. The fiyah mazel, hiya chachma. According to the mazel, that's the chachma. Kedamar, the becham, and noir, the chachim, etc. Because mazel, Yisrael, what does that mean? In tefillah v'tzedaka, mishanes ha-mazel. That you can't change this nature, this natural impact. It's not a fate per se, but it's an influence on a person's life. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, in mazel Yisrael. And he says, no, what are you talking about? That's not true. I feel like a Rashi. Da'al yidei tefilu zchus mishtana mazel otova. Right, you can change it, even if you have a negative. Right, one of them, I remember, it was Yisurim. A person will have Yisurim, Rechman al-Tlan. So you can daven, you can do tzedakah, do mitzvah, that will change. But right, there's no such thing as a preordained mazel, necessarily. Meaning, maybe there is a preordained mazel. You can change it through tefilah. Da'al Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan agrees with himself. Amar of Yochanan, Minayin she'in mazal Yisrael. How do you know that there is no mazal over Am Yisrael, meaning that you could change the mazal? Shenemar ko amar Hashem al derech ha'goyim al tilmadu, u'meyosos ha'shamayim al techatu, ki yechatu goyim mehema. Right, don't worry about the mazalos, don't worry about the heavens. For the nations, the goyim are afraid of them, and heimichatu bar Yisrael v'lo Yisrael. But right, so the goyim should be afraid of them because they can't change the mazal, but Am Yisrael can. Afra Rav Sover in Mazal Yisrael, and even Rav holds that there's no mazal for Am Yisrael that you can daven and change whatever it is, the Amar and do mitzvot and changes in your status. Damar Rav Yudam Rav Minayin Shein Mazal Yisrael. How do you know that there is no mazal? Shemar, as opposed to it says, Vayotzei Oso Chutza. Kosh Baruch Hu took Avram outside. Right, told him to look at the skies. Right, that Koy Yezarecha, that this is what your children will look like, the stars of the heavens, etc., etc. Amar Avram Lefnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Ben Beisi Urishosi. What are you talking about? My servant Eliezer is going to inherit me. Amar Lo Olav. Hashem said, nope. Ki Im Asher Yitzei Mimeyecha. Nope, you can have a kid, and that will be who inherits you. So Amar the founder of Ribono Shel Olam is Takalti Bitztag Ninos Sheli. Avram apparently knew his stuff. I looked in my horoscope, my astrology, whatever. Any royal holy Ben, I'm not able to have a kid. So Amar Lei. Kosh Baruch says, no, say means to Nino Shalach. Okay, stop it. She'ain mazal Yisrael. Right, there's no mazal Yisrael. Ma datich. What do you think? Right, the kite Tzedek b'marav. What do you think? That Tzedek, that the Jupiter, was in the marav, was in the west. Rashi says, what does that have to do with anything? She'u makom mitzune, that it was in the west and it was cold. Vein roi l'holi. And apparently, there was no. If Jupiter is in the west, or a person is born, he's not able to have kids, because it's cold. Right? He's not able to. I'm not sure exactly how that works, but a certain coldness, I guess, about the person is infertile. So as the Gemara says, the Kosh Baruch said, "Mahadrino mokmino b'mizrach." No, I just moved it. Right, Hashumakum Chom. It's a warm place. Okay, not sure exactly how the cold and warm come into play here, but Kosh Baruch Hu said, no, what are you talking about? Yeah, okay, you were born in a time when Jupiter was in the west, and theoretically you shouldn't be able to have kids, but you're a big tzaddik, I'm going to move it for you. Or I retroactively moved it for you, I'm not sure exactly. Kosh Baruch Hu said, don't worry about it, I got you. And this is what it means, Mizrach Tzedek, Yikrehu L'Raglo. Kosh Baruch Hu moved Tzedek, Jupiter, to the east. Okay. When Shmuel Nami in Mazal B'Yisrael, according to Shmuel also, that the mazel does not have koach over Am Yisrael. The Shmuel, the Avlid Havu Yosvei, Avlid was a guy. Rashi says he was an astrologer. V'havu ka'os le'honach inshi le'agma. And there are some people going to a swamp. Avlid the Shmuel, hi gavra ozo velo osi. And Avlid looked into the stars and said, that guy over there, he's coming, he's going, but he's not coming back. Because Torah le'chivya v'meis, he's going to get bitten by a snake. Amalei Shmuel said to him, Ibar Yisrael hu asi v'azo. Well, if he's a Jew, he's going to come back. Meaning that maybe, as we mentioned before, that the mazalos have koach over goyim, but not necessarily Jews. Right, the goyim have to be afraid of them, but not necessarily Am Yisrael. So adi yasvi v'asi v'azo. So while they were sitting there, the guy came back. Come Avlid shadi l'tunya. So Avlid, got up and threw down the guy's sack or pack or whatever he was carrying. Ashkech bechivya the puzzling mishadi b'dar degove, and he found a snake that was cut in half. So Shmuel, my avalta, what did you do? Apparently, you killed the snake by accident. Right? It seems that you killed the snake by accident. So Amalei, what's schus? Meaning, what did you? How were you zocha? Apparently, clearly, the snake was meant for you. So Amalei, the guy said back to him, Kol yoma havamar minan rifta b'hadi adadi va'achlan. Every day, I guess he had a bunch of workers together. We all kind of take our bread and put it in the basket, and we share our food that way. Ha'idna havaika chad minan. I saw today there was one guy tilo havalei rifta didn't have any bread. Right, must have been very poor. Didn't have any bread. And havakam michsafa. He was definitely going to be embarrassed. Right, when there are seven pieces of bread and there are eight people and people are looking and. And they could tell who didn't put in the food. So I said that I'm going to get all the food today. I'm going to collect the food today. When I reached that guy who didn't have any food, I kind of bent over and I made myself as if he gave me. So he wouldn't be embarrassed. I guess he must have worked it out that there was was equal portions of the basket. I'm not sure, whatever. He broke everything in two. I don't know. Whatever he did, he made sure that the guy wouldn't be embarrassed. So Amalei, mitzvah ava, to tell you, right? He did a tremendous mitzvah. Right? And then with enough like Shmuel Midarash, and Shmuel said, tzedaka tatzim imavis. That tzedaka literally saves a person from life. Lo mi misa meshuna, ela mi misa atzma. Not from just a different death, right? But actually saves a person from Misa, as we see from the story. Rabbi Kiva Ami and Mazel Yisrael. Rabbi Kiva also holds that there's no Mazel for Am Yisrael, right? That controls Am Yisrael. Rabbi Kiva Havilei Barta. Rabbi Kiva had a daughter, Amrilei Kaldoi, and the necromancers, or the literally Chaldeans. That's one of the nations, right? Rashi says Chozim Bakuchovim, right? Apparently they were, I guess, not necromancers, more astrologers. And he said, "Ahu yoma da'ela the ganna, the day she goes into the gan, right? Meaning when she goes into her bridal canopy, tarik lu chivyo mesa, she's going to get bitten by a snake." Have the iga amil saduva, and Rabbi Kiva was very upset. Ahu yoma, right? Can you imagine knowing, right? Stuff from like you know, the fairy tales, the fables, knowing that Rachman al Islam, the day she gets married, she'll die. It's like what's the one when she pricks her finger? Sleeping Beauty? Whatever. Anyway, so Rabbi Kiva was very upset. On that day, she took a piece of jewelry that had like a pin in it. Let's say, I don't know, what do you call it? A piece of jewelry at the end of a pin. I forget the type of jewelry, whatever it's called. That's the baguda, and she put it into a wall just, I guess, to keep it there while she's putting up her hair or whatever. And when she took it, and when she did it, that she stabbed the snake in the eye. Right, the tzafra in the morning, kika shaklele. I guess the next morning she took it out of the wall. Okay, maybe she just left it there after the wedding. Right, the next morning when she took it out of the wall, havakasarich v'asi chivya basra. Right, she saw the snake. So her father said, "My avadit, what did you do? What snaka did you do? What chesed did you do? Right, that there was mezake you to avoid the snake." So Amalei, she said to him, "Befanya asa anya." During the wedding, I guess towards nightfall. I guess I'm not sure. Either way, a poor person came, kara ababa, and he was calling out for help from the door. Everybody was at the wedding. You know, right? People in Eretz Yisrael, it's common for people to come around asking for tzedakah at a wedding. People are pretty annoyed that they have to get asked at a wedding, to be honest. Very few people pay them any attention. That's so too here. Nobody was paying him any attention. Nobody heard him. Kamina shakalti liristai. I got up and gave him the food. My food that would be given to me. And yafti nihalei, and I gave it to him. So Rabbi Kiva said, mitzvah about it. So you did a tremendous mitzvah. And now for Rabbi Kiva Vidarish, same idea. Tzedakah tatzma imavis, lo misa meshuna, ela misa atzma. Tzedakah saves from actual death, not just a different death, but an actual tzedakah is actually tatzma imavis. Umid Rabbi Nachman bar Yitzchak, nami in mazel Yisrael. Rabbi Nachman bar Yitzchak also says that there is no mazel that controls Am Yisrael, that you can change it with good deeds, etc., etc. The Imid Rabbi Nachman bar Yitzchak, am related to Chaldoi. For the mother of Rabbi Nachman bar Yitzchak, right, an astrologer, one of these Chaldeans, told Rabbi Nachman bar Yitzchak's mother that Berech Ganva Hava, that your son will be a Ganav. Lo Shavakte Galuy Reshe. So his mother never let him take his kippah off. Never let him uncover his head. Never let him take his kippah off. When he was a kid, even. Amalei, she said to him, Kasi Reshech Kiechri Dehevi Allah Aim to the Shemayim. Right, wear a kippah, cover your head, so you'll have your Shemayim. Right, make sure that you always have your Shemayim. Right? That's halavaya. We should always think of your Shemayim whenever we put on our yarmulke. Yeah, and unfortunately we do it now by rote. But wear a yarmulke, you have your Shemayim. Think of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Boy Rachmi, and she daven for him. Right, then or maybe he should daven so that he doesn't become a ganav. Lo avayade amai kamrale. He never knew what was going on. Right? Why? You know, not everybody does this. Apparently not every kid or guy was wearing a yarmulke, so what's pshat? So Yom Echad, one day, Yosef Kagaris Tuta Tusei Dikla, he was one who was sitting under a palm tree and he was learning Tere, Nafa Glima Me'ilove Reshe, and somehow his yarmulke fell off, Dali Ene Chazal Dikla, and he looked up at the palm tree, and Alme Yitzre, and his Eitzahara overtook him, and Solik Paske Lekibura Bishine, and he went and he got so much taiva, he climbed up the tree and bit off some dates with his teeth. I mean, he couldn't even wait to rip it off and eat it normally, right? He had a big taiva. So you saw that that he was mamish on taiva to steal, and that the yarmulke dafka had kept him from that taiva. Okay, shkoya kodo rabosai, we'll stop here, and tomorrow it's a shem. We will finish the Masechta. Very, very exciting. I hope you have a big CM planned. Have a great day or night, depending on where you are listening to this.